Today's date is March 23rd, 1983. And the narrator, would you say your name, please? Would you say your name, please?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Sister M. Niles Heil, H-E-U-I-L.
And the interviewer is Sister Sally Witt. We're at St. Joseph Convent in Baden, PA. I always like to put that on at the beginning.
That's right.
So we know when and where and who. All right, when we talked last time, Sister Niles, I have the notes here, that's what I'm glancing at. You began to talk about when you first went to the hospital. You said you had gone as a postulant, was that right?
The very, very first time I went. I went as a postulant with Sister Geraldine.
Oh, was she a postulant with you?
No, she was a novice. And I had on a straw hat and a winter coat because I had sent my clothes home.
And this was what you had left to wear as a postulant?
This is what they dressed me as when I went over. We went to help the hospital prepare some, what do you call these, scraplet. No, you call them, when you go to get money. I know it as well as no name, but this is what I don't like when you're 70. You forget it.
For fundraising?
Yeah, that's right. Fundraising cards. And they were called, they were postal cards with bricks on, I think. But anyway, we addressed cards, and I stayed over Sunday. And Sister Christina was the superior. And I know I wore, then at the hospital then, I wore the little hat. And she says, you won't have to wear that downstairs. And I know I put it on the organ.
Was this the straw hat that you got?
No. This was the little cap we wore as postulants.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And, the straw hat they didn't put till I had to come home. Then we came home with little Marion, Sister Marion. And I know we had snow out, and we were get off at Baden. And I don't know whether we walked up or, but the train only went to Baden.
Mm-hmm.
And it was snowing in. And Geraldine had, she had Marion, I think, came with us because she always takes Marion off. So that's all I know. Remember that. Then I went 6 days after I got the habit. And then I stayed that year until my canonical year.
What did you do that year?
I worked in the admission office.
Mm-hmm. Who was in charge of that then?
Sister Irenaeus Canelli.
Okay.
And Sister Isabel Kelleher.
Oh.
How's that for remembering?
That's good. You know what? It is so important to have those last names.
That's what I thought.
Because we won't know who they are otherwise.
I know.
That's so important.
I know. And then I don't know whether it was that year. I think it was during that year that the Sister Koska Baker came on weekends. And
was she older than you?
Oh yeah. She's older both in years and in community wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you who used to help us. Well, then I came until my canonical year. Then I was almost 28. You were allowed to have 28 days or something of your canonical year then. And I know I only had 2 or 3 days left because I went up in the meantime and they took all my days out of my canonical year.
Sounds like they really needed you up there.
Well, they did, but Mother Mary Grace wouldn't let you know that. They sent me down one summer thinking I needed to rest. And Mother came to me and she says, well, they I don't know what she had against me, whether they always thought I looked like her. I don't exactly look like her. I have her ways. I see it. Because she always looked like my Aunt May. And I look like Aunt May.
Oh.
So, and then my Aunt May. And, but Mother Mary Grace, you have to be tall and perfect and sturdy. And I had this limp and at times she was very gracious to me. She was changeable as the weather. Other times she hated me like a devil. I don't think she hated me, but she did. She was my superior too. Do you want to know how many superiors I had?
Yes.
All right. Well, as far as I can remember, I can't tell you them in the notation. And I don't know. I think I know all of them. Sister Christina, Sister Louise, Sister Austin, Sister Calista, Sister Mother Bonaventure, Mother Bonaventure. Austin Clista, Mother Bonaventure. Marie Benedict. Sister Anne was the last. I think that's about all.
Now, were all of these your superiors at the hospital? Would have stayed long among those people.
Who what, dear?
Who would have been your superior for a long time?
For a long time. I don't know. Maybe it was Calista. I mean, a little bit longer than some. And Mother Mary Grace, did I mention her name? She was my superior.
Yes. Was she at the hospital before or after she was Mother Superior?
After.
Who were some of the sisters in charge of the hospital when you were there?
Well, most of them had the whole role.
Oh.
It changed when Amadeus took over.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, she had, who was superior when she was there?
Would that have been Mother Emerentia?
No, Mother Emerentia was there, but she wasn't superior there.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, she worked in the office. She wasn't superior. She was never superior at the hospital.
Hmm.
She was in the office. Now, what else do you want to know?
What was community life like among the sisters at the hospital?
Well, I would say the sisters at the hospital were they thought we were clannish.
Who thought that?
I think the school sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They thought we were distant.
Mm-hmm.
But we had very strict rules to live at the hospital. And you had to, and we never talked. I never heard of any diagnosis given. On the last 10 years, they were very promiscuously. Is that what you say when you want to say loose with them?
With what?
Giving out information. We will never say a patient had a hysterectomy or a patient had. You'd never get me to say anything about it with any patient. But the sisters that would come in would talk about it. Or the sisters of later years were very loose about it.
Well, what was the reason for that?
That's professionalism. Mm-hmm. You didn't, any professional woman, you wouldn't dare get me to say anything in matter of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, if a patient had a broken leg, well, it wasn't obvious, I wouldn't say he had a hysterectomy. It wouldn't be that dumb, you know, to say that. but I wouldn't use the term. I'd say he had a broken leg, just like you had said. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you wouldn't deny it, but you wouldn't openly talk about it.
Well, was that just our hospital, or was that
no every place? Every place. Mm-hmm. You could tell a professional person that came in and talked how they were talking.
And what was your work at the hospital?
I did first. I was in the admission office and learned to. We had to run the switchboard and no throwing off. I told you that before.
Yeah.
No throwing off lines, which was terrible, because I had to say, yes, he's doing all right from the paper. We got a night before paper, and you were allowed, if the patient was on the operative sheet, you were allowed to call the floor and see how that patient was. If not, you had to say he was good, fair, or if he was serious, you could call the floor and ask. But you couldn't disturb the nurse for any other, for the fair people. Mm-hmm. And I had to answer the phone, tend to the office. You might know I didn't use any walker or anything. We had a high stool because I couldn't sit on a chair too good. They had a high desk there, mm-hmm. Very high desk. The desk reminds you of a Justice of Peace desk. It was a high desk. And another thing I wanted to tell you, the streetcars, I wanted to tell you this, came past our place, and we had a cobblestone road. And the day that they took the cobblestones, they moved the streetcar close to the sidewalk. And we were sidewalk, here was the office, and there was the switchboard. And you're trying to hear over the telephone, the switchboard, and trying to cope with these things that went down in the streetcar. We had a Dickens of a time. And the people came in from the front street, of course, right in the office there. And you said, that I had to have a smile on my face. If it didn't, they'd wonder what was the matter with you. And I'd have to say, wait a minute, and then I'd have to run over to see what did you want. And the person was asking how a patient went. So I would coax the two sisters, Irenaeus and Isabel, that were in the back, and sometimes I'd leave back for them, take off, throw off, call. But they didn't like it very well. But I'd have to do it because I was beside myself. I couldn't keep them waiting that long. And if I had admit a patient.
Oh, you had to do that too?
Oh, yeah. And then you wrote that down on a card. Your handwriting, everything was handwritten. So that was the, and then Irenaeus would come out, and she never introduces his sister Nalis or sister Koski. We were two juniors. Talk about identity. We didn't have any identity.
Who would she introduce you to like that?
Huh?
Who would she introduce you to like that?
Maybe a couple priests that come in, or a couple, friends of the hospital. Mm-hmm. But in fact, I heard my name now. I was down here since 76 more than I ever heard of the 50 years at the hospital. Mm-hmm. I don't think half knew what my name was. In fact, when Isabel died, they thought I died.
They must not have known her very well either then.
Well, she was in the back office all the time. She was a bookkeeper. Now what else do you want to know?
Well, did you get this, were you given this work because of your work before you entered?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Because when I told Mother, I told you about when I entered, they told me they had an infant help.
Yeah.
And well, then I did office work. Mm-hmm. And I had a, naturally, I did have a handicap of my leg. I mean, I couldn't go up to the cane. But I always thought I couldn't. I thought you had to have a whole lot of degrees to teach. I didn't. And I told you, I thought I wanted to tell Maria Alphonsus that I could teach. I told you that, didn't I?
No, what was that?
Well, when I was there about 5 years.
In the community?
Yeah. I never wanted to ask for a change, because I thought it was God's will. I was sent there, and I was happy, and I didn't care. But Maria Alphonse came to the hospital every summer. The sisters came to help out there in the summer. And some sisters put on cuffs and went to the floor and did little nurses' aides.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Marie was one of them. And that Jean Marie Griffin that just died. And I forget, Maria Benedict came. She helped us with switchboard. We became very good friends. And because I used to like her, she used to sit at the switchboard and take care of that. Well, that was a relief. And I had this little girl. She was good, too, in my first days there. But after that, they didn't have anybody, and you had to do it. Now, well, let's see. And what did you want to know? What else did you want to know?
I forget. Oh, I asked you if you got that job at the hospital, if you were given that because of the work you
did. Oh, that's right. You asked me. Well, I think that was it, because I used to talk to Sister Baptist, and she was a pretty good friend of ours. She was a music sister at Holy Rosary all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came down here, she was my mistress.
Uh-huh.
And then she knew our family and knew me pretty well. And although I think she knew my older sister better, but I knew that. And then I used to talk about office work, and I think that's how I got it.
Well, did you ever think about teaching, or did anyone ever talk
to
you
about it? Only that year that I taught down here,
mm-hmm.
and Mother, I told you about that, Mother.
Alphonse?
Mother Bonaventure told me about her letter she wrote.
Yeah.
Well, see, I mean, I wasn't afraid of teaching. That's why I wanted to tell that Marie Alphonse that when I was in the convent 5 years, I wanted to be changed.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was when Louise was there. I'm not sure. I was trying to think who followed Christina. But anyway, I wanted to be changed that year, just to show her that I could get along I felt I could get along in the convent as well as I could get along in the hospital. But she thought that the hospital sisters, well, our food was superior to Baden, I'll say that. But she says I was spoiled. Well, I was anything but spoiled.
Well, was she a supervisor or something?
No, she just talked. Mm-hmm. And she came in, and she became a superior someplace. But I was just, one day she made the remark that I was spoiled, you know. And I just wanted to show her that I felt inwardly, you know, that I didn't have any regrets about her, but I just wanted to show her that I felt that I could get along in the school as well as I could get along. But I never asked for a change.
Did you have much opportunity to get to know the sisters who were not at the hospital?
No, you don't, but only if they came as patients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trouble, you didn't. I learned more sisters' names since I've been down here than I knew all of them. And as I said, they know my name more than they know.
Did you get to Baden as much as
Oh, no, others? You never got to Baden.
Except retreat, I guess.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or somebody died. We were great for going to see the dead. We always went to see the dead. We made novenas, that's what I wanted to tell you. We walked from the hospital over to Holy Trinity. I walked that many a time to make novena.
Where was Holy Trinity?
The Hill District.
South? Oh, okay, up there.
Mm-hmm.
How would you walk?
Walked over the bridge and used your feet. Yeah. I walked.
No, I'm thinking of the.
You
the
walked
route
over
you take.
The bridge. That was another thing. They should never have given our hospital up. I mean the building. They had that advertised right before they merged for $1.6 million. Why, if I had the million, I would have bought it. That site should never have been sold. But this mother said the reason they sold it was, This is a thinking. They didn't go long range thinking. They didn't have enough trees around that place. Now, you don't need trees to make a good apartment building. And you don't need trees to make a good convalescent home. Because those people can't walk out, and those just so very few. But just like here, how many times do our sisters get out? Invalids walk. And the noise don't bother the patients. It bothers the visitors that come in. Well, the mother said that they voted it down because there wasn't enough trees. They immediately put a beautiful Carson Towers building up in that grand building that we had. That was a good building. Now, all I wanted them to do was, I wanted them to keep the emergency room because we were so well known there. People loved us, the poor loved us. We were told by the bishop never to give it up because it was a poor place.
What bishop was that?
I think it was I don't know if it was Bishop Boyle or not. I couldn't say. But he didn't want us to give that up. And I said we shouldn't have, because we were known to the people on the south side. I wanted to keep that emergency. We had a beautiful emergency set up with a laboratory, which you need. And all we could do would send those patients like they do now. And they did the last few years I was at the hospital. They sent them around to other hospitals. The first, when I first went there, it was they looked down on sending it to another hospital because you should have had that equipment if you didn't. But then it got later that they had so much of the expensive equipment you couldn't keep. Well, see, what we could have done, we could have served the poor, had a restaurant. I always said a restaurant, that's what I said, on the first floor, so the sisters could go and get something to eat. And the top floor, the sisters could live, and then put apartments in the middle. That's what I wanted.
Now, this was in the emergency room?
No, that was in the, I would take the hospital. But keep the emergency room for service to the community. Because we had built, it was new, it was updated, everything about it. We had, at the time, the facility. Now, I could see her giving up our hospital proper because the staff was going down, they were aged, and the new guys went out to the centers, which is true, okay?
You mean new medical staff?
Yes, and the nurses' home. We discontinued our 3-year service because it was going down to it could become a 5-year. Then we were so much demand, they brought the 3-year back again with 2 years. See? See, that isn't long again thinking, because they never asked me. I didn't know it. I didn't have a degree, I'll tell you that.
Well, you had some degree, didn't you?
Well, I only got that by persistence. I told you about that.
Okay, your medical record certification.
I was a registered medical administrator at the end when I left. And the sisters that started that place did a very, very good job.
Who were they?
Mother Genevieve was one. I think Mother Mary, I'm not sure. But there was another one too. I don't know whether it was Austin or not.
You mean they started the medical records?
They kept records. Mm-hmm. They didn't start the medical records department. They kept records. And I used them. I used the fundamentals, I would say. I never changed. They gave it a number. And I used that with a lot of success. I microfilm my records. I changed the coding 4 times. And I waited 7 years before I turned one code in. And, that was funny. And then they went back to it. You have to, Massachusetts General, I forget that there's two others in the last standard, and I forget there's two in between. I forget.
What do you mean you waited before you turned the code in?
Well, now the when you coded your diseases, see, the Massachusetts General and the Bellevue, I think it was the Bellevue that followed it, they were very similar. In other words, you'd put down anemia. That's the easiest thing for me to say. Well, you know what anemia is, all right. Now, then when they got more specific, when the standard came in, they'd say, anemia due to what? Now, due to, then you would name maybe five or seven categories, which gave you, you can see it was very good. And profession, it was good. Well, then they, when I finished, now they went back to the, then they had another one when I left. And it wasn't as, it went back more to the common one, to the other.
Oh.
Yeah, but it wasn't, they thought that it wasn't as good, I would say. Now they've gone back to the standard again. I mean, now, I've heard that from the girls, you know, and they're going to make, what do you call, you know, on the programming.
Computers?
The computers. Well, then I had an opportunity to learn a computer, but I wouldn't do it because it was too late in life after that.
Well, how did you actually get from the admissions office work into medical records?
Well, then they, this girl, I wrote to her, she just died last year when she was there. They only had 2 years of high school. They were from St. Canisius. And I would go back. Oh, I went back there to help.
Oh.
To help with the outpatient, because you had to in those days. And we had I don't know what year it was, but I had to come back and to help them out. And they didn't have anybody. They needed somebody. I guess they were in the records. And I went back to help, and then we always had to go back and take the information from the emergency room. And then they put me up there. Well, then the clinic started. We had all those clinics. We had a well baby clinic and a GU clinic, medical clinic, ear, nose, and throat, surgical clinic.
When, about what time would that have been?
I was trying to think what year that was. It must have been in the 1930s, 24, which was right. Well, then I remember when Pascal came, I gave her all the and then they had the records down in the basement, and they made a mess of them at the time. But then she wouldn't ask me anything. But I gave her all the information.
Well, she worked in the admissions office then?
No.
No?
She never did. She worked in the outpatient.
I see.
And I worked in the outpatient, and I did the social work from the outpatient.
So you did do the social work, actually, if I'm
not. Yeah. We had a social worker there. We had a she wasn't a professional, but she was a graduate of Pitt. I forget her name. I knew it as well. And then we had a Miss Flaherty. She was funny. We had two or three social workers. They weren't really professional social workers. They were. They had some sociology in the, but they were college graduates. Well, then Irenaeus always pretended to go up to the room at the hospital, you know, and see the patient. Well, then it got too much for her, and I got involved.
You mean she would go and visit them as a social worker?
Yes, and she went up for, well, she'd ask if she had to get them out, you know, or get them transferred to another hospital.
Wow.
But then when they had the clinics, I went back to the outpatient and stayed. They got somebody out front to run the place out front.
So that's how you got out to the
outpatient. Uh-huh. And then we built a new hospital. I was back there until they built a new hospital. We didn't have enough room in the back. And then the records were back there too. Some of the old records were back.
Okay, when you say they built a new hospital, that would be this building, is that right?
Yeah.
The one pictured on the postcard.
No, well see, this is a, this was attached to this. And this is the old building.
This is the original then?
No. We had a little building on the side here.
Okay.
It was the original.
It'd be like as you're facing the building to the left.
That was in this other book. It should be downstairs.
I hope it is.
It's a, if it, I'm positive I gave it downstairs. I'll look in a minute. I haven't seen it for a while up here, so I must have given it. I think I gave it to Costco before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Or before she left.
Mm-hmm. It'll be down there
then. Uh-huh. And I know it is, but I cut the pictures out, some of the pictures. Mm-hmm. But it did have a picture of the hospital, of the very first house was torn down, I think. And this is an old house anyway. So I don't know whether there were. Sister Alcock talked about two houses. I don't know whether she. It was one. I just can't say. And because sometimes they lived across the street too when they first went out.
Now I remember when I was young, a couple times I went to the hospital.
Well, you didn't remember this.
Well, but Sister Alcock was.
Oh, yes.
She was out. Would she have been up in years?
Yes, she was an anesthetist. She was a nurse and an anesthetist.
I think maybe by then she wasn't active. She might have been visiting patients.
Yeah.
But she lived to be quite elderly, didn't she?
Oh, yes. But she did a lot. She gave anesthetics to OB patients, maternity cases.
Oh.
They gave a lot of anesthetic to that. Uh-huh. And then this, on the back of this building, this was all a nice lot. And over here was the, up here, was a gasoline station right on top of here now. Well, that was a hotel, and that's what they sold.
Okay, I think you told me about living in there.
That's right. No, we didn't live in that hotel.
Oh.
We lived in there were two houses next to that. Old houses, and we didn't live in this one, but we lived in this one. Now there were two. This is an empty lot here,
uh-huh.
And then there were these two old houses. Okay, but in the back of that, not in the back of these houses, but in the back of this lot, was the nurse's home. It was pictured there. And there were about three dwellings on the other side, three old houses. During the WPA, these men made that into the adjoining of our nurse's home. And that's where I told you I went over one Sunday morning and got stuck in there. Oh, we rooted out the bed bug. Oh, Sister Stella was there, and she got. They had a. Now that went way up to 22nd Street. That one all. There's three dwellings, and we lived there too. And this old house we lived in, till that was completed. So those three dwellings were completed. Okay.
Well, what did the WPA do? Did they rehab them?
Oh yes, they changed it all on the inside. They took the whole thing apart, and they didn't do anything. They made staircases and closed doors. They didn't do too much. You know what I mean? It was only what we saw. We had two bathrooms at the end of the hall. And the other people used the nurse's bathroom. It was kind of a little hard for me to tell you that how it works that up. But they just fixed it up to the rooms that we could sleep in. You know, they wired it and did plaster work and closed up the stairway to the alleyway so they wouldn't come in on us. They left the stairs there for fire protection. But now that would be in back of here would be the three houses. It was, it, by the way, it was, oh yeah, then they tore that down. I forgot about them tearing it down. And you came out of the, you could come out of here and go to, they still had that nurse's home there. And before you met the alley.
All right. The alley would be between Carson and Sydney.
Yeah. The alley was in back of here, but here was, they had, on that lot, they had this, and then they had a paved, and then they had the three dwellings. You still could go by.
Well, I guess the hospital had to buy each piece of property as it went up for sale.
No, I think somehow or other we got, well, we got that, the nurse's home, this nurse's home was there. And those houses, I think we got them real cheap. And the WPA work. We also had the National Youth work in our hospital.
Oh, no, what's that?
Well, that was the youth of the WPA.
I never heard of that one.
Oh.
I knew WPA, but I never heard of the National Youth. Huh.
I think it was called the National Youth. Sure. Well, that little girl that I told you they had a picture in the paper, she worked till I left there.
But she started in that way.
Uh-huh. I can't tell, just repeat it on here. She started and she wouldn't work with Kosk, and in the end she worked with her, finally made up with her. But at first she didn't. I sold one out and just don't pretend. She wants to. Yeah, I always said she wanted to throw an ink ball at me. Is that yours?
You had said I could have it, yeah. It doesn't, it's not
no,
the one.
No,
with me. I'll put it with the outline. With
okay, what time is it?
It's 11. Well, no, it's about, it's almost 5:02.
Well, I have to go for my foot.
Is,